Meeting season coming to a close. That means it's just about time to start putting some seed in the ground. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. This past weekend sort of wrapped up meeting season in a way with two big meetings. Tell us about those, and I understand you had some folks at both of these meetings, Commissioner.
Well, we did. The Southern Exposure is a meeting that we've attended for several years now. This year, I think, was in Orlando. But getting back in front of retailers to let them know what South Carolina farmers are producing, what we're adding to our mix, taking some farmers with us, and our job down there is just to facilitate meetings between farmers and buyers, again, so that we can expand our footprint. But the Southern Exposure has been a real good stop for us to make on behalf of South Carolina farmers.
And going on at the same time back in South Carolina, there was another meeting that was taking place, the South Carolina Black Farmers Coalition Conference.
Well, that's right. This was our first year to engage with the Black Farmers Coalition Conference. They met down on St. Helena Island just outside of Beaufort at the Penn Center, a very historic place there. We were there to have a presence with that group to let them know the Department of Agriculture has some services and curriculum of whatnot that can help them. The director of our ACRE program, Kyle Player, she participated in a panel discussion to talk about state and other resources available to small farmers, including ACRE and training programs and cost share programs, things like that. The more word we can get out to people who may not hear about it otherwise, then the more advantage our farmers could take of some of these programs.
Kyle, being the ACRE director, I'm certain that she had something to say about the ACRE curriculum programs and grants that are taking place, something that certainly the farmers there at the SC Black Farmers Coalition Conference could take advantage of, as well as any farmer in South Carolina.
Yeah, you're right, and that's what I was saying, that we want to try to get the word out as broadly as we can. There were other things going on at that conference that we participate with them in training in local food, just how to make it happen. A little bit of production with low tunnel growing, you know, to extend the season like a lot of farmers are doing. So, again, with the meeting season winding up, now it's time to get out there with the planting season, and it's almost middle of March, and that always signals time to crank up the planters down in the low country for sure.
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.